It's time to chat politics with Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
The Māori Party took a big hit in the election over the weekend, losing both seats it previously held and getting only 1.1% of the vote. Co-leaders Marama Fox and Te Ururua Flavel were distraught, and Fox hit out against the Labour Party, who won all seven Māori seats. Fox compared the Māori voters who supported the Labour Party to a beaten wife returning to her abuser. Earlier, Fox told me there has been an outpouring of sympathy for the party since Sunday's disastrous result.
We've been inundated with messages of goodwill, messages of told you so, messages of, wow, you poisoned your own chalice by going in with the gnats, and messages of just utter love and respect, and especially for Tūturu Flavel. I'm not concerned for myself. I've got a lot of years ahead of me. But Tūturu Flavel has given 12 years in the role as a Member of Parliament, and the last three as the Minister of Māori Development. And what really incensed me, because I might have been a bit grumpy 12 hours after the election result, and that might have showed all over TV when I was on the interviews in the morning.
Do you regret any of that?
Well, no, not really. I mean, what I regret is that that's the lasting image that people have of me. But we were upset and angry for a reason. And I had to sit in the control room watching the previous interviews take place. And here are people saying, you know, Tamati Kofi deserved the win in the seat because he worked tirelessly in the last 3 years. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, please don't compare what Tamati Kofi did in the last 3 years to what Tūturu Flavel has done for his entire life for the Māori movement, not just for the Māori Party, but for standing up against the fiscal envelope, for starting Māori Radio, for being a principal at Tipene College, for being the Minister of Māori Development and standing on every marae across the entire Wairiki region for every tangi, in the kitchen, sweeping the floors, at Matatini, the stage manager. He's a tireless worker for Māoridom. And if working hard is the prerequisite for winning the seat, then he should be the Prime Minister, because he was an absolute soldier for our people. And I had to listen to people say, well, you know, he didn't listen, he didn't work hard enough, and therefore he didn't win. And that's clearly, I believe, not the logic and not the case. I think, yes, we were tainted by working alongside National, and people said, oh, National hate Māori, and look what they've done to us. Going, well, hold on now, compare the record. What we're saying is neither are that blinking good for Māori. The only people that have made consistent gains for our people in the last 9 to 12 years have been the Māori Party on behalf of our whānau. And so therefore, to compare National to Labour is not actually the choice. It's about having a vote of faith in ourselves as Māori, that we can succeed as Māori and not inside another political movement.
And I get what you're saying, you know, and maybe that's not the case, but surely the results that we've seen show that in the eyes of the voter, of the Māori voters, that has tainted you. I mean,
of course.
Will you change anything?
Oh, don't worry, there'll be a great dissection, I'm sure, of everything that's happened, and a regrouping. And what we have had is an outcry from across the Māori political spectrum who are saying, what have we done?
we had the opportunity,
and so why haven't we got the party back in there? And so all of that internal angst and the reviewing and also the external conversations will be had over the next few months.
But how did that happen in the first place? Because, you know, you've always said that this decision to sit at the table, it's one that you'd gone to your party and your people and considered and decided that that was the best outcome for the Māori Party. I mean,
you misunderstand, you see. We go to our people when we're invited to the table. If we didn't, we would sit in opposition. So here's the choice. Either you can go to the table and make an agreement of confidence and supply, which sits you outside of government but next to the government, right? So you don't get to make all the decisions, but we agree at the beginning what things we will let you have. And so we negotiate for ministerial warrants, we negotiate for budget share, we negotiate for sort of the policy direction and decisions. And once that's done, well, that's ours. Everything else is the government's responsibility, and what we do is push and push and push and push to try and get them to move in the right direction or to listen, and then we don't always win those fights. So what we are going to our people with is a decision to sit in, for the last three terms, to sit in opposition or to sit at the table. And our membership have clearly, for the last three terms, said we'd rather have you there than not, even if that means political suicide, because we can't imagine what it would look like without you there if not. And remember that when National First came in, they were campaigning to get rid of the Māori seat. And now here we are faced again with another vote catcher with Winston at the helm dictating his terms. And so again, we are left and confronted with losing the Māori seats. And so if the New Zealand wants to know what that looks like, to have a right-wing government without the Māori Party, well, if everything pans out according to what the pundits are saying, then we may just be up for that. Listen, I do want to say, look, we know that emotions were running high, and it was very difficult to sit there and accept mournful congratulations from the Labour caucus who were sitting in the green room prior to going on, knowing that their one goal was to get rid of us, as articulated over and over and over again, and then yet they were sad to see us go. I'm like, are you kidding? This is what you wanted. And so, yes, emotions were running high, and I apologise for, I apologise absolutely for being angry birds on the morning after the election, less than 12 hours after the result. And I've calmed down now, and the sun has risen, and the day is smiling, and we're going to go build houses for our nation and make sure that our people have dry, warm, safe places to live in.
That was Marama Fox for the Māori Party. The Wire.